realized that such criticism is in the offing. After all, many critics of the novel regarded it bloated and overlong to begin with. Whether the book was too long to begin with, or has become so in this edition, is a matter I leave to the individual reader. I only wanted to take this little space to say that I am republishing The Stand as it was originally written, not to serve myself or any individual reader, but to serve a body of readers who have asked to have it. I would not offer it if I myself didn't think those portions which were dropped from the original manuscript made the story a richer one, and I'd be a liar if I didn't admit I am curious as to what its reception will be. I'll spare you the story of how The Stand came to be written. The chain of thought which produces a novel rarely interests anyone but aspiring novelists. They tend to believe there is a secret formula to writing a commercially successful novel, but there isn't. You get an idea. At some point, another idea kicks in. You make a connection or a series of them between ideas. A few characters, usually little more than shadows at first, suggest themselves. A possible ending occurs to the writer's mind, although when the ending comes, it's rarely much like the one the writer envisioned. And at some point, the novelist sits down with a paper and pen, a typewriter, or a word cruncher. When asked, "How do you write?" I invariably answer, "One word at a time." And the answer is invariably dismissed. But that is all it is. It sounds too simple to be true,